what you must do.
Near the end of Jesus' life on earth, he asked his apostles, "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus says to us, "If anyone confesses in front of other people that he believes in me, then I will speak for him in front of my Father in heaven. But if anyone is ashamed of me in front of people, then I will be ashamed of him in front of my Father in heaven." One of the last things that Jesus said to his apostles was this: "When you have gone into the whole world, proclaim the good news to all mankind. The person who believes it and is immersed will be saved, but the person who does not believe it will be condemned." About 10 days later, Peter proclaimed the truth to a large group of people in Jerusalem. When the people heard this, they felt a sharp, cutting pain in their conscience. They asked Peter and the other apostles, "What should we do?" Then Peter answered them, "Change your hearts, and each one of you must be immersed by the authority of Jesus the Messiah, so that your sins may be forgiven. Then you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Then those people who accepted what Peter said were immersed. On that day, about 3,000 people were added to the group of believers. After this, the believers dedicated themselves to learning the teaching of the apostles, to sharing with each other, to eating the supper of the Lord, and to prayer. The believers were praising God. All of the people liked them. More and more people were being saved every day. The Lord was adding them to his family of believers.
Later,
Paul was told this: "Now don't wait any longer. Rise up, get yourself immersed, and get your sins washed away, trusting in Jesus' name." Though Paul had not eaten for 3 days, he was immersed before he ate. In Philippi, a jailer asked Paul and Silas, "Men, what must I do to be saved?" They said to him, "Commit yourself to the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and all the people living in your house." So Paul and Silas told the story of the Lord Jesus to the jailer and to all the people in his house. It was late at night, but the jailer took Paul and Silas home and washed their wounds. The jailer and all of his people were immersed right away. After this, the jailer took Paul and Silas home and gave them some food. All of the people were very happy because they now trusted in God. Paul said to the Christians in Rome, "You know that all of us were immersed into Christ Jesus. Don't you know that we were immersed into his death? So, through immersion, we were buried with him into death. Christ was raised from death through the glory of the Father. In the same way, we will live a new life.